Hey there, everybody. It is Wednesday, February 17th, 2010. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM Brattleboro Community Radio. You're listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
So this is what happened, okay? So I woke up this morning and I strolled on over to advocate.com to see what was gay in the world today. And one of the main stories on the homepage was an op-ed entitled Betraying the Cause? Well, it got me pretty fired up, so I cyberstalked the author. I asked him to be on the show, and exactly 12 hours later, here he is, proving that the world really is a cool and scary place that you can get someone that quickly. Chandler, are you there?
I am so here.
Hello.
Well, let me do a quick intro. Chandler Burr is the New York Times Scent critic. That's S-C-E-N-T critic. His recent novel, You or Someone Like You, is being made into a movie. Chandler Burr, welcome to The Show Is So Gay.
Thank you.
So, walk us through it. The way I read this piece, it started with a mass email from Equality California. Is that where it started for you?
I'm so glad that we got you in here faster than anybody.
This was quick. So you got this email from this mass email from Equality California. What happened?
This is actually a piece that I've been thinking about for a long, long time. I'm an economist by training. My master's degree is international economic trade theory and Japanese political economy, and I tend to be relatively systematic about things. And I also happen to believe in data. And I was looking into this, and I got led to this guy named Greg Lewis. Now, Greg is at the Andrew Young Center at the University of Georgia. I think I have that right. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
And he had done a meta-analysis of, I think, the data went back to 1977, of what makes people vote pro-gay and what makes people vote anti-gay. Now, there's something that's very interesting about this. In the world of politics, what these people do is they go out there and they ask this question all the time. And generally, there's sort of a mix of things. If you look at abortion or war in the war in Iraq or healthcare, there's generally a spread of issues. And it's very, very rare where they find that an issue comes down to basically one question. Gay rights, interestingly enough, in the voting booth comes down to one question. And it's a question that not only is by itself virtually determinative of the way that the American voter will vote. He'll vote either for us or against us based on the answer to one question. And the question is homosexuality a choice? Now, I'm going to say immediately because people will start going,
Our listeners make that noise, Chandler.
I can hear them on Instant Messenger right now, in fact.
Yeah, making that noise. There's a reaction here that I'm going to just squelch like a bug. I don't care what you think should or shouldn't be the thing that motivates the American voter to vote for our rights or not. It doesn't matter, because it's not about you. It's about what makes us win and what makes us lose, and that's it. And guess what? It comes down to this question. You don't like the question? Too bad, because that's what it is. And there's a bunch of, and it has generated a lot of comments on the Advocate site so far. I think the thing's been up for, 12 hours, like you said?
Oh, we're going to get to the comments.
Yeah.
So you've read through the comments. That's very gratifying to me that you've read through the comments.
Uh-oh.
Well, the one thing, and this really is important to say before we get into this, it is extremely important to be an adult about this, a big person, okay?
Okay.
Not to be a child. And the childish reaction is, among other things, I don't think that they should be caring about that. They should be caring about, and then you can fill in the blank, individual rights, or that it's civil rights, or, it doesn't matter. And you could point out analogies, for example. Religion is a chosen alternative lifestyle, which it is. Catholicism is a chosen alternative lifestyle. And that's still covered by the Constitution. Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't matter. Because what the American voter wants to know is whether we choose it or not. And the fact of the matter is, we don't. We don't choose our sexual orientation. We don't choose our handedness. We don't choose our eye color.
Right.
And if you do not choose it, and you have the stats in front of you, let me give you the power of this thing. The reason that this is the ultimate weapon is that voters who are, and Greg put this, he said, voters who are convinced that sexual orientation is not, in fact, a choice, are 80% of the time going to vote for gay rights. 80% in the world of politics is huge. That's why it's virtually one-to-one.
That's huge.
And voters who believe that it is a choice are 80% of the time going to vote against us.
But Chandler, we got to take this to the next step, though, because you not only put forth this argument.
You laid it out.
No, you lay it out. It's very clear. But then you assign some intentionality to the leaders of the of our gay movement in saying that it is intentional that they are not using this really persuasive and game-changing stat. What is the intentionality there?
We are being betrayed from the inside.
Okay.
We are being betrayed systematically and concertedly by our leadership in almost every single organization. And there's a very simple reason for this. The reason is the one's philosophy of politics. For very obvious reasons, most of... Oh, and by the way, I said this in the piece, I have never voted for a Republican candidate for presidency. I have only voted for Democratic candidates. I'm in favor of health care reform. I'm opposed to the war in Iraq. I think that George Bush, if I could... You cut George Bush's head off, I would. Worst president in the history of the United States. I'm pro-choice. What else do you want? Okay, so those are my positions, okay?
You are a Democrat.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a conservative in that I don't... I actually believe in personal responsibility.
Right.
And I do think that a strong army is important. National defense is important. I'm not opposed to the war in Iraq because I'm opposed to war. I'm opposed to the war in Iraq because I'm opposed to stupid wars that have no point. Okay? So there's a slight... Yeah. But basically, yeah, I mean, I always vote Democrat. Okay, so I'm pretty much a liberal. The problem is that when you become an extremist liberal, when you're out on the left edge, you become just as crazy as those people who are out on the right edge. But it's a different, it's just your kind of craziness. They manifest themselves very differently. The left kind of craziness, and many of the people who work in politics in the gay rights movement are this extreme leftist fringe. These people are very politicized. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing this. They would have other jobs. They'd be doctors and lawyers and teachers and this sort of thing. But they're not. They're in politics because they have the fire in them. And a lot of the reason they have the fire is because they have a leftist point of view. The political philosophy of the left was created by John Locke and Karl Marx. And what it said was, and Marx was simply the elaboration of Locke, and in its most basic terms, Marx says, and Locke said, there is no such thing as human nature. We are the way that we are because society creates us this way. And if you're a Democrat and a liberal, then you believe in policies that are funded by the government to help people. And you know what? I believe in those policies.
Right. Mm.
I believe in the GI Bill after World War II. I think that it did this wonderful thing. It lifted an entire group of people out of an underclass that they'd been in, and it sent them to college, and it created us. I believe in that healthcare should be a right, that healthcare is different from owning a Mercedes or going on vacation, that it actually should be with everyone. I believe that public school system, a really good public school system, is absolutely necessary and funded by taxpayer money, yes. But here's the problem. I have no trouble with human nature, and if you're a real leftist, you do. And you have a problem with it because Karl Marx, the Marxism, said it's just environment. And that's why Marxists want to. And when you get further out of the extremist level, they want to nationalize things. And everybody should own everything. And you want everybody to be the same. And you want everybody to have the same amount of money because the environment makes you what you are. Not nature. It's only nurture. If you believe in that, you have a huge problem with homosexuality.
Right.
Because you believe that women are biologically the equal of men. You believe that there's no difference in the intellects according to race, and I actually believe in both those things. I don't think that race or gender correlate with any serious difference in intelligence, IQ, capacity, these sorts of things, okay? Women are different from men in some psychological ways because of very obvious biological reasons, but they're not any less or more capable of doing any job that any man can, okay?
Gotcha.
Here's the problem. Homosexuality is actually the one example that really shows you, oh, shit, there actually are biological factors that make a huge difference in the way that we behave. And it's gay people versus straight people. It doesn't matter. There's nothing that straight people do that we can't. There's nothing that we do that straight people can't. There almost certainly are intellectual differences that I won't get into now, artistic differences and creative differences, these sorts of things that we've noticed. But those may just be artifacts, okay? So, sorry, I realize I said that there probably are. There may be differences, mm-hmm. but they may not matter over the long, if you look at the entire curve. The fact of the matter is that it doesn't matter any sort of practical way, but American jurisprudence is very clear. If you have an immutable trait like race or gender, then you deserve a higher level of scrutiny. And it is almost impossible to make a law, and think of Prop 8, for example, that discriminates against people on the basis of sexual orientation, that would be, which is an immutable characteristic, or on the basis of race or gender, that would withstand scrutiny, which is to say, the courts would say, sorry, not constitutional,
right.
we're going to strike it down, okay? Which is what should happen to Prop 8, what we hope is going to happen, okay? So if you are a responsible gay lawyer fighting one of these court cases, then you're going to bring up the fact that these cases surround an immutable trait. And you know what? They don't. And the reason they don't is that philosophically this is odious to the left. And the gay leaders, and I have talked to a lot of them mm-hmm. over a long yeah. period of time, simply are not comfortable with this. Now, I talked to a woman, not going to give her name, but she's one of the top people in one of the gay organizations.
Okay.
And she said to me, very sadly, she said, look, I'm not, I haven't drunk the Kool-Aid on this thing, my politics are moderate, I'm not hyper-politicized in this, I don't have the same philosophy. And right. she's not a conservative, and there's some conservatives who are in here who actually go nuts, because mm-hmm. they don't have any problem with it, they don't carry this baggage. Now, if they're really ultra-conservative, then they're going to carry that other baggage, but I don't know any super ultra-conservative people who are working for gay rights. But we don't have that problem with extreme right that the moderate Republican would. We have the problem with extreme left. And she said, I would love to do this. She said, we know ourselves, if we're honest, that this is the way to get people to vote for us.
But it's not as poetic.
It's not as poetic. No, it's not. Oh, it's not, you know, the rights of every individual. To blah,
blah, blah. Not as Hallmark inequality and,
exactly.
you know, that picture-perfect
exactly.
image.
Although you arrive at the same thing, right? You arrive right. at equality by the American voter saying, you know what, these people, I can't vote against somebody because they're left-handed. I can't vote to curtail somebody's rights because of their race or their ethnicity. How the hell can I do that just because they're born with a sexual orientation?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Sure. I'm going to vote against it. And I'm going to vote for gay rights. And that's the way that it works. But some people have this philosophical problem with it. The way that I put it in the piece is we have an autoimmune disease. The gay rights movement has lupus. We are staffed by people at the top, as this woman said,
right.
who are truly committed to us and are truly, truly betraying us, because the way to get Americans to vote for our rights is philosophically odious to them.
Well, I got to ask you one last question. Why a question mark? Reading the piece.
I didn't put that in. That's not.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it went along with the theme.
I don't agree with it. There's only so much that you can do.
That is so funny. That is funny. Chandler, I have to tell you, I read this first. This is how I started my day today, as I read, and I'm not doing the inflection at the end.
You got Ken all fired up.
Betraying the cause, no question mark. We're renaming it on this show. It really has an energy to it that I cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate it. You can see from the comments that it's inspiring a lot of reaction.
Yeah.
And that's just fantastic. That means you touched on a nerve.
Well, I really hope. I think it's interesting. You actually started this with Jeff Kors. Jeff Kors actually wrote in, and he said, thank you for putting this on.
Awesome.
He said, look, we're looking into this, and we're talking about this. I mean, I think that's wonderful. And there's a lot of sort of negative reaction, and the negative reaction generally comes from people who don't like any criticism of liberals.
Right.
Because we've got to be better than that.
We are better than that. All right, yeah. Chandler, tell everyone real quick where they should go to learn more about you.
I don't know, chandlerburr.com, I guess.
Yeah, of course. That is the place to go.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Chandler, thank you so much, first of all, for just being so absurdly accessible. And really, really and truly, I appreciate that you took the time. I think there are a lot of people that think a lot of things, but they don't take the time to put it down. And you put it down, and it's there, and people can access it, and people can respond to it. And on behalf of just tons and tons of folks, thank you, Chandler.
Good. Well, I hope we change the movement.
Here's hoping.
I really appreciate you guys renaming it without the goddamn question.
No, it's betraying the cause. I'm tempted to say exclamation point.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everybody. Go over to advocate.com. Check out Betraying the Cause exclamation point. Chandler, please keep New Jersey warm for us.
We will.
All right.
Thank
Chandler,
you.
Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
All the
you
best.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
at night we ride the mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel, fuel injected, and stepping out over the line. Oh, maybe this town rips the bolts from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. Cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Yes, cause Wendy, let me in. I wanna be your friend. I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rims and strap your hands across my engines. Together we could break this trap. We'll run till we drop. Baby, we'll never go back. Beyond the palace, semi-powered drones scream down the boulevard. Girls comb their hairs in rearview mirrors, and the boys try to look so hard. The amusement park rides at Golden Star. Kids are up on the beach in the mirrors. I wanna die with you, Wendy, on the street tonight, and an everlasting kiss.
Is our New Jersey shout out to Chandler Burr and to my family and to Becca's family and all the other New Jersey listeners out there.
Absolutely.
Tonight. Thank you, Chandler, for calling in. It's great energy. He's got a great energy.
Yes, he does.
Some news.
I'm awake.
Some news to throw out at you. A protest at John Carroll University in Cleveland, Ohio, earlier this month during a basketball game is now the focal point of the fight for recognition of LGBT students at the school and inclusion in the school's non-discrimination policy. On February 3rd, a group of students sat down at center court holding rainbow flags and signs asking for acceptance on campus. Early last year, a plan that would have included LGBT housing for students was dropped. So our support goes out to the students over at John Carroll University in Cleveland, Ohio,
indeed,
who are fighting for their rights, who
yes,
are having
are.
Their voices heard. Have your voices heard. Go sit down in the middle of a basketball court. Apparently, they were the irony that I was reading in this story was that the song that was playing was some Donna Summer song. And so, but they said it was a coincidence, not because it was a gay song. So over in...
There was another college affected, too, this week in the news. Grinnell hired, or not hired, elected a new president, and he is one of the first, not the first, but one of the first openly out college presidents.
I think that there are only five or six. I didn't even read that. Well, that's fantastic.
Well, where have you been?
I don't know that, now, hopefully I don't get angry emails for this, but a colleague of mine wrote his dissertation on gay college presidents, and I think there really are only five or six, and I am almost positive they are all men.
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head.
Let me know if I'm wrong, folks. Yeah. Send me an email at thisshowisokay@aol.com.
Yep.
Or if you're Joey listening in Washington, D.C., and you happen to have that information, let us know.
Indeed. Okay, more news.
I got more news.
Go.
In Oklahoma, which is apparently a state.
It is a state. You've never been.
Have you been to Oklahoma?
I have.
Come on.
I've been to a lot of states.
You really have. I want to see that map that people have that says, I've been to these states.
Okay.
You have a lot. You've been to a lot.
There are a couple missing in the middle.
A college student named Keith Kimmel went to get his personalized license plate. But it's stirring up a little mess of trouble. I always wanted to say mess of trouble.
Did you really say that?
The license plate that he requested.
Let's edit that for iTunes.
That's staying in. The mess of trouble that he got into was over his personalized license plate, which said, you want to take a guess?
Mess of trouble?
No. I think that would have been approved.
I don't know.
It's a gay show. Keep that in mind as you're guessing what you think the license plate said. It said, I'm... gay.
Yay.
Very good, Becca.
It said,
I'm gay in capital letters. The state tax commission denied him this license plate, stating it was offensive. Oops. So he filed a lawsuit. A judge sided with him, but the commission is still refusing to issue poor Keith Kimmel, who I think we need to get him on the show, his I'm gay Oklahoma, which is a state license plate. Keith said he is not giving up. This is about free speech.
He should change it to like gay okay. There's something wonderful.
I wonder if they would let that happen. It's just so funny that even when people try to assert I'm gay, it's offensive. So, Keith, we support you in your state.
That's right.
Oklahoma. Over on... Oh, do you want to talk about New Hampshire?
They rejected the marriage ban.
Which is
the
good.
The gay marriage ban. Not like good. All marriages everywhere.
But what struck me about that story is, gosh, you could just keep proposing it over and over and over.
And they probably will.
But
it failed.
That's a good thing.
You know, this time.
That's a good thing. In New York City... In New York.
That's a place.
That is an amazing place.
I know all about Oklahoma.
I love it there. Developers hope to open the city's first gay boutique hotel in Hell's Kitchen. This is a quote from Ian Reiser, the head of Parkview Developers, the firm behind the plan. He said, quote, in the old days, there were straight hotels and operators decided to make them gay friendly. I'm taking that concept and turning it upside down. It's going to be called The Out NYC, like come out. Let's go out and play. That's from Ian, not from Ken. Reiser and his work and life partner. That's so funny. Maddie Wiederpass plan a $20 million renovation of the Travel Inn at 42nd Street and 10th Ave. To create their 123-room hotel, which will also have a spa, a restaurant, a cafe, and shops. It's very exciting. Travel experts say targeting a hotel to gays... Oh my gosh, I can't believe that statement is in this article, and I just read it. Travel experts say targeting a hotel to gays is a smart move. Gay people. Gay people. Although I say gays. I have a new obsession.
Maybe it was you who wrote the article.
It wasn't.
Or it was like another you.
I have a new obsession that I want to tell you about. So, Andrew's been gone for a couple days, so I've had to latch on to a new TV show.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
What have you discovered?
RuPaul's Drag Race. Now,
faithful
listeners to our show know that we had Angina on a few weeks ago, and I did watch that episode, bits and pieces of it, but I watched it, that was like the fourth episode, and I wasn't, you know, I didn't really... I think we need to go back,
like insert right here into the podcast where you said you've watched that show.
No, I did. I watched that show,
and
but
it's
I wasn't
like your favorite show on TV.
I don't think I said that. I wasn't a devotee of it. Now I'm obsessed. It is so fantastic. And I was telling...
It's such a fun show.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it lots of times.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm
I never know what you're talking about, but I watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
I'm working my way through the first season. I'm all up to date on the second season. I watched the first 3 or 4 episodes. And it really struck me that this is a part of the gay culture that truly is not available everywhere. And I was talking to our buddy, Kristen, Dancer Kristen.
Yes.
We love Dancer Kristen.
Just call her out there.
Yeah, Dancer Kristen. Chris and I were talking about it, I think last night or the night before, just saying that that's a piece that I feel like I'm missing in living here in Vermont. That camp, that, and I'm not just the bitchiness, though I kind of miss that too, but the kind of the camp, the over the top factor to it. And we don't have that. I love all the gay people here in Vermont. Let's put that out there.
But they are so nice.
They are so nice. And I love seeing them at the farmer's market. And I love seeing them at the gallery walk. And I love seeing them at the Marlboro College. But there's no, it doesn't feel like there's any camp. There's no.
It's true.
And so I have just.
There aren't a lot of drag queens here.
No, well, but it's not just the drag queens, because that's what I started to say. And I was thinking it through. It's the sensibility of it. It's the real kind of playfulness. And I just don't have that here. And I feel like I'm really missing it. I want it. So, again. Gays
well, we
in
could
Vermont, love
do
yous.
More. To yeah, we need to stop being so serious with the news and start.
Oh, we're a pretty campy show.
That's true. We are a little bit.
We're a pretty campy show for WVEW.
So we're doing our work here.
We're doing our part. But I urge people to go over to Logo Online and check out RuPaul's Drag Race. It's hilarious. So if for folks that have not watched it, so you get down to the last two people on the show, the two people who are up for elimination, and RuPaul looks at them. And I can't even remotely do it justice, but RuPaul looks at them and says, and now... You need to lip sync for your life. And there's like 50,000 L's at the start of life. And it's just brilliant. It's brilliant. Great. If there are more drag queens in the Brattleboro area, again, please send us an email at theshowsogay@AOL.com. But it's more than that to me. It really is. There's
show
a sensibility.
Is some awesome entertainment, though, I've got to say.
So just wanted to put that out there. All right. How about some more music?
Okay.
Okay. Here's some more music.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain? I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. But whether on the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir? Oh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot. Hey, Mr. Armstein, here I am. I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm fanned out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hatch, sir. Guess it didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. No, nobody don't know, nobody is gone.
That is a powerhouse. Although not as good as it will be when performed at the NASPA talent show.
By you.
By Gwen Dungy. And NASPA, that better make it onto your Facebook page, because the last NASPA shout out didn't. So a couple other really quick stories that I wanted to throw out there. Let me say again, over on, and we talked about this a few weeks ago with communications guru Kathy Renna, and it happened again today on the Advocate site. So these are three headlines on the Advocate site right this very second.
Three.
If you go to Advocate headline, headline number one.
I don't know. Every time you've sent me to Advocate today.
Yes.
The posting you were looking for was not the first one.
Well, but this is over
all
on
the
right
times
sidebar.
That you did that.
I know. And it's such a cute picture, too. It's a very funny. It's not cute. It's a very funny picture that goes with the article, the op-ed that we were talking about earlier. It's all these little gay people with rainbow flags, like lemmings falling off a cliff. Very funny. Okay, so over on advocate.com on their right-hand sidebar, three articles. Article headline number one, Palm Center issues Don't Ask, Don't Tell recommendation to Pentagon. Article number three.
Wait, what? Go back.
Palm Center?
Yes.
Issues Don't Ask, Don't Tell recommendation to Pentagon. So that was
okay.
Headline number one. Headline number three, judge who championed gay adoption dies. So that's the sandwich. In the middle of the hard news, gay news sandwich, Kellen Lutz, quote, you want to see my expletive? And it's all about his underwear campaign. Again, this is, and nowhere in the article is anything about anyone gay.
Right.
It's Kellen Lutz and Fernando Verdasco, who's a tennis player, and they're in their underwear, and there's a clip to it, and they're saying, hey, you want to see my, and then expletive for genitalia, which that's not even campy. It's not gay. Can you please, Advocate, not pass that off as gay news? Put it
Knock
on the entertainment
off.
Page, or at least, oh, you know what? I would be okay if before each headline it said news, colon, and then the headline, or entertainment, colon, and then the headline. But the way they have it now, it's unacceptable. It's just insulting. It's insulting. Have you been watching the Olympics?
Wow. Transition.
I know. I'm just bouncing around.
Not really, no.
It's all about Johnny Weir.
Okay.
All about Johnny Weir. Johnny Weir, who's not, he won't say he's gay, but. So
I wish we had facial expressions on the radio, Ken. That was a new one. I haven't seen you do that.
Emoticons for the radio. So Johnny, it's all about Johnny Weir. He should be skating right this very second, but you should be listening to our show. So hopefully that's what's happening.
Or if you must watch him live, you can always listen to us
on our podcast. We have, what do you got over there?
News. I've got one more that I definitely want to cover, which is that the D.C. Catholics have ended their foster care program because they don't want to give children to the gays.
They're bad.
Yes.
Bad kids.
And
well, that's
what was the other
depressing.
One? I know. And my other one is that there is a blog swarm.
I know.
Against HRC.
To
say, basically, stand up against Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
But more than
be
that.
Be louder and angrier.
One of the quotes from one of the blogs was, quote, a vacuum of leadership exists that is leading to confusion. Unbelievable.
Ooh.
So I'm sure our guest Chandler would have a lot to say about that. I want to have Chandler back on the show.
Yeah.
And we can devote
Sounds
more time
good.
To him. And we can devote more time to him. So the deal with Don't Ask, Don't Tell right now is that it may not happen. The end of it may not happen for several years, but the Defense Department officials charged with studying the ban are likely to recommend that it be enforced with less rigor, especially in cases where a third party.
Oh my God, just change it.
Yeah,
just change it.
Just change the damn thing. So that's going on. I want a license plate that says I'm gay. So that's going on. I just think that's hilarious.
I want one that says gay. Okay.
Gay. Okay.
Yes.
Was there anything else
but I'm
that I
dorky.
Wanted to cover?
No, those were my big stories.
So we have amazing shows coming up, and I would like to tell you about them. On next week's show, February 24th, legendary event producer, it will be her second time on the show, Mariah Hansen is going to be on the show, who produces The Dinah. This time we got to get an invite to The Dinah. This is ridiculous.
We did get invited to The Dinah.
Yeah, this time I want her to pay for us to go. So that's going to happen next week. And Salt and Peppa and Spinderella, I was reading this, are going to be at the Dinah. They're not going to be on our show, but they're going to be at the Dinah. And that's really exciting. And then on March...
Yeah, I want a ticket.
I'm telling you.
I think she said we had a press pass waiting for us.
Yeah.
We should hold her to this.
She'll fly us down.
Yeah.
On March 3rd, the fabulous Jade from RuPaul's Drag Race is going to be on the show. And now I have so much more to talk about because
I'm
a devotee.
You're going to be insufferable, aren't you? I mean that with
sure
love.
You mean enthusiastic. On March 10th,
no.
Eric Hyman, his second time on the show. He's got a new band, Eric and the Atoms. They're fantastic. They sent me a t-shirt. They sent me a CD. I paid for it, but I got them and they're great. On March 17th, recording artist Cassidy Haley's going to be on. And then an amazingly special show on March 24th when we are going to have humanitarian grandmother, all around amazing, amazing woman, Sylvia Allen is going to be on the show. And Sylvia Allen is just intimately involved in raising awareness about everything that's going on in Uganda, not just about the anti-gay bills, but about the plight of children. She is incredible. That's still a month away, so you got to sit tight. And there are a ton of other great shows between now and then. But Sylvia Allen, that's going to be incredible. Incredible.
Well, I'm excited. How about you?
I'm excited. So send us an email if you ever have guest ideas. We love guest ideas.
I know. People have given us some really good tips in the past.
I can almost say that we have gotten every guest that you have ever asked us. Okay, it's not true, but we get a lot of guests that you ask us to get. So send us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. Go to our website and just read all the cool things that are happening. Listen
and
to past
give
shows.
Ken $9.
And please, for the love of all things holy, shell out $9 for Ken.
Just
come
to
on.
Shut him up, please.
Shut me
please.
Up. $9 gets me to shut up.
And what is that $9 for?
That $9 is going to AIDS Life Cycle. My charitable donations will all be going to the San Francisco AIDS Project.
Awesome.
The AIDS Foundation of San Francisco. So please, please do that. I'm so excited to be going back to the AIDS ride. So hopefully you can join me. There's more than enough time to fundraise. If you want to ride and you want to do those 574 miles or whatever it is that I don't do, there's
more
than enough time to train. And there's more than enough time to fundraise. So you should do that. Stroll on over to AIDSLifeCycle.org. But generally, please, please take 2 seconds and send us an email. thisshowissogay@aol.com. Tell us what's going on with you. We love hearing from you. We write you back. And we want to know what you want to hear about. What's important to you.
Or just send us a little smiley face.
Love it.
Or a frowny face if that's how you feel.
So that's pretty much it. So recapping tonight's show, please go to theadvocate.com, or it's just advocate.com though, and read Betraying the Cause! ! By tonight's guest, Chandler Burr.
Yes, this means you, Joey in D.C.
Let's
go,
Joey.
Read that article.
Get on over there. Get Stephanie Gordon. Love her. to read that. I'm obsessed with this woman, Stephanie Gordon. Don't tell Andrew. Do that. Try to go get a personalized license plate in Oklahoma that says, I'm gay. What else do we want people to do? Go watch Johnny Weir. Go reserve a room at the Gay Boutique Hotel. Go sit down in the middle of a basketball game and fight for gay rights. But above all else, you know, when you're doing all these things, as you're doing these things, it really is important. We're trying to reclaim this. I think we haven't talked about why this
you
show
totally
is
faked me out.
What it is. Were you ready?
I'm ready.
I didn't mean to fake you out. It's really important that we have things that say gay is good and it's okay to be so gay. We got to reclaim it. We're reclaiming it on this show. We're reclaiming
but
it.
But we
all
didn't
around the world.
Choose to be.
No, we didn't.
No. It was all jeans.
It's not Hallmarky to say that we didn't choose to be, but
but I would.
It is.
I would today.
You would?
Yeah.
There you go. You would choose to be gay?
Sure. Now I would.
Okay.
Before I wouldn't, but sure. Now, if somebody like popped up and said, hey, you have a choice now, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm totally taking the gay
route. It literally makes me nauseous to think about not being gay. It is so, and we've talked about this before.
It's so gross. That's what he's
so
saying.
It's so gross to not be gay. Ew, it's so subversive to be a straight person. Have you even met a straight person? I just can't imagine. I can't imagine being gay. It defines so much of my perspective as I define so much of my perspective in being a gay person. And it is. It's one of my chief adjectives. You go with woman first, right? Do you go with gay first or woman first? How do you describe yourself? Becca is a...
I go with short first.
Nice. There was some studio drama before that people
yes.
knew to Becca's height. But.
Yes, Ken mocked me openly. He's like, oh, could you? Oh, wait, you can't.
That's not what I said.
That's almost exactly what you said.
I said, can you move? Oh, wait a second. You're short. Anyway, get on out there, folks. Go do some amazing things. We love you tremendously.
We do.
I'm going to be older when we have this show next week.
Oh, really? When's your birthday?
My birthday's on Saturday.
Happy almost birthday.
Well, thank you. You know what would be a great gift from folks?
$9.
Thank you. Go on over to thisshowisogay.com. Give me $9. Remember, why be gay when you can be so gay?
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell. For when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time, the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. Make believe you're brave, and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are. You may be as brave as you make believe you are.